time of the show, we are going to introduce our very special guest, author, poet, inspirational leader, licensed marriage and family therapist, Krista Anderson, and creator of Amozen.
Hello, hello. That's quite an intro.
Live up to that, I dare you.
And you're so much more than that, Krista. I'm your biggest fan. We had to have you on the In the Loop TV show. I basically went to elope with you, is what I'm saying. Elope TV.
I thought you might be talking about lycanthrope with that werewolf.
You know what I mean. She reads my brain without, I don't even have to say it, and she understands me. So,
well, that's a short read.
Krista, you have quite the rep sheet under you. You have done so much for this community and for people around you. You are just incredible. I English good today.
School,
you incred. That's what the kids say.
Thank you. I like floating. I didn't know kids said that, but thank you for saying that.
That's what the kids be saying these days.
They might not.
So you are the creator of Amozen, and this thing is just like this giant wheel that is turning, and it's turning and turning, and you have so many people involved in this. And now, for people that don't know what Amozen is, tell us. It's emotional Zen. Give us a little bit about your life, your insight. Why did you create Amozen? What is Amozen?
So the beautiful thing, when you start to heal any part of your life, it takes on a life of its own, you know?
Yes.
So the day you plant the seed is not the day that you get shade from that tree, right? It takes
Amen,
a little
Sue.
Bit.
It takes a path.
it takes some digging down in the deep, in the dark.
Yes.
In the depths of that ick that nobody wants to be in.
Sounds
You've got
scary.
To own it. It is scary. Oh,
but well, you know what's worse is just not healing some trauma.
Yes. Now, but I want to boost you up with that because you said it's scary. And I said it is scary, but you're more brave than you are afraid. So,
right.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
So people... So for years, you've been helping families and couples and people of all ages and just, getting them, just emotionally right there. And I just think you're so incredible. And your emotion has to do with everything and everyone, and it's just like this kind of state of mind.
Right. Basically, yes. And how you attain that state of mind. So it's an interesting story how Amozen came to me. Right? Mm-hmm. It created itself. The seed plants itself. Right? Mm-hmm. And then it takes root and it grows.
Right.
Well, surprise, surprise. But I had just emerged from an actual Native American sweat lodge. If you haven't done one, highly recommend. That's a side note, but I highly recommend this.
Yeah.
But so it needs to be authentic. So... And I apologize. The tribe actually slips my mind at the moment, but they have to be awarded the gift of being able to tend the fire or build the sweat lodge. Mm. And then there's someone that tends the fire and then exchanges the stones. It's a very spiritual experience.
Was that in Indy or?
It was not in Indy, unfortunately. Mm. It was in Nashville, Tennessee.
And that's some sacred stuff you're dealing with right there. And so this is kind of how you birthed the idea for Amozen.
And well, it birthed itself, right? Because I was sitting in this sweat lodge, and it's the middle of the winter, and it's very cold, right? But it's hot in this sweat lodge, and it's muddy.
Yeah.
And we walk out, and everybody, it looks like we've just gotten out of this Rambo audition or something. When it kind of was. You go into the depths in there, right? It is kind of scary, but
with
it's not.
With less blood, hopefully.
Yes, just more mud.
Or more. Less blood, more mud.
Yes. Yeah. No mud, no lotus. Here we go. That's it. But I literally came out of that, and I thought, gosh, that was so Zen-like. My emotions are Zen, and it just kept, how when you and I are kind of bantering with just being silly and off-the-cuff rhymes and things like that. That's kind of how Amozen came to be, because I was like emotional Zen, and I just started feeling that. And it was like Amozen. Amozen. Mm-hmm. Emotion.
And
Amozen.
It just fits.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have such big plans in the future here soon. We're going to be doing some big things for Amozen, some big, can you explain
So they're in the works where I envision Amozen going, because it already, like we've said, it has a life of its own. Right?
Exactly.
That emotional Zen is really, this is my belief, and what has helped me heal some traumas in my life is that it's our goal and our purpose to embody this physical body, our mm-hmm. soul to actually embody it. Mm-hmm. But how can you read the body and know what it's like to be in here when we're always dreaming about tomorrow or yesterday mm-hmm. and we don't know how to be present right now, right here?
Yeah.
This. And when you pause for just that moment, there's that, oh, you can almost mm-hmm. feel it. You can feel it align.
Click over. Yes.
And so.
So it's like it's emotionals and it's aligning yourself kind of, you know, with being, you know, your higher self and being mm-hmm. just happy and,
mm-hmm. and but there are ways to do that. So you're a singer, you know how to diaphragmatically breathe, uh-huh. right? Now, but how often do you practice breathing properly when you're not singing?
Not enough, but since I met you, you got me breathing right. And well, it's everything.
But it is. It's like, you know, that's what carries us. That's like right. gasoline. You can't be mad at your car not going if it doesn't have gas in it.
You're on empty.
Yes. And so we have to give from the overflow. You know, it's yeah. like, oh, get some sleep, rest.
Yes. So you're going to be having these mm-hmm. big type of like retreats where people come together and learn about, you know, how to align yourself emotionally and deal with your trauma. And you do such amazing work with meditations. We've produced a few together after yeah. the ABC Live yes. Cut. We're actually going to share one of our favorites, a little bit of it. It's called Linger.
It's our first one off the spot.
Our first yeah. one, and it's like 12 minutes long, but we have a huge music video planned for that and everything, and involving wolves and running through a forest. But I mean, it's just incredible how Amozen and you yourself, you just affect so many people so positively, and you just are so wonderful. Like, I love it. The retreats are going to be everything.
So you're teasing the future a little bit, but Krista and I had actually worked on something in the recent past. So let's take a look at this real quick and then you can
yeah,
talk about
awesome.
It.
Sure.
Great.
This
so name. Some quick little tips to stay in Amozen flow are let it come, stand in your truth, let it bleed, grieve your losses, let it go, be accountable to yourself and others. Those things are non-negotiable. Of course, they'll look different for everyone because we're all individuals. But the purpose of Amozen is that it takes on a life of its own. Remember, stand in your truth, grieve your losses, be accountable to yourself and others, and eternally repeat. There's Amozen flow.
You are so precious!
So fun. That was so long ago. I totally forgot about
you're
that.
You're so
excited about that. Long ago?
Yeah, and you know, and it's crazy that you have a series of these on there, and this is stuff you do every day. So this is something that you live for and you live by, and you're teaching all these other people how to overcome their fears, their traumas, and it's, ooh, I got goosebumps. Mm. I got goosebumps. But I just think you're so wonderful, and I'm not just talking you up. You really are. You're incredible, and you have a website right here, amozen.life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Or life.
Amozen.life.
I almost said live and I didn't want to embarrass myself, so that's awkward. So
okay.
Amozen, because Amozen is life. And that's a wonderful, look at that little ledge there of your look. That's how it feels when you release some trauma right there. You just are free
right before you jump off.
Yeah, but then fly, see. That's it.
And then you wake up
scared about it.
And your dreams. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Anymore.
So tell me about this biofeedback ouch. Practitioner. You are not only are you a licensed marriage and family therapist, LMFT.
Yes, ma'am.
If I said that right, biofeedback practitioner. I mean, you have so many things under your belt. If people want to say they, are you full for your therapy or are you still booking?
I'm booking 3 weeks out. At the moment.
So you fool, but if you want, I'm telling you right now, Krista Anderson is the best therapist in the world, and you are just so, you're so understanding and sweet.
She's biased.
I am, you need to hit her up. Go to amozen.life,
yes,
and I'm sure your email, all the contact information is on there.
Mm-hmm. It is, rifle through the pages of my website, and there's a little bit about me, some things that I write. I'm starting to update the blogs more, but regarding the things that are upcoming, what I notice, yes, I'm a therapist, and the biofeedback part is what allows you to see that you've achieved Amozen, or that balance, that alignment. There's actually a measurable frequency, which is, it's 0.10 hertz, and I've got like software where people can monitor that. And
isn't that crazy?
It's amazing when you understand how emotions affect your body. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many people do you know that are either happy or mad? No, that's it.
One
happy
or the other.
Or mad.
I know a few.
So the time goes by so fast. We're going to talk more about frequencies okay. and mad and fast and more Mosin and all that. But we do have to do our soft cut for the ABC WRTV broadcast. But we're going to hang out a little bit longer in a more relaxed environment with Krista Anderson. So, Renee, take us out for the soft cut.
First of all, thank you so much, Krista Anderson, for being here. Everybody, make sure you go visit Mosin.life. She's incredible. There is so much. And also go to the Insight Timer app. We have some meditations that we've done. And Krista, her voice is incredible. You need that meditation in your life to get your day started. Just remember, Mosin, emotional zen. Thank you, Krista Anderson, so much. And on next week's episode, Joe Bosman has a crazy adventure. Explore
Brown.
John Bosman. You know, that's what I meant. Did I say John? Okay. Anyway, this is a really small font. Anyways, okay, John. Yes, John Bousman. He's got a crazy adventure at Explore Brown County. And then Shyla parties at Kilroy's, one of my favorites.
The breadsticks are delicious.
And then we have a special in studio guest, Brynna Faith, to talk about her new album and music video called 80s Baby, produced by my bandmate Mark Johnson, a talented guy at the Pop Machine. Thank you guys so much for viewing. We'll see y'all next
week. Good night,
week.
ABC. WRTV. Nice. All right. There's our soft cut. Now we can be a little more relaxed and have a little longer conversation. These go on the podcast platforms, all your favorite ones, Spotify and Apple and all that. And
yeah.
And of course, the live feed. So,
you know, something about
keep
you.
Those comments coming, guys.
Yeah. And thank you guys for commenting. And thank you to our
cheers.
Social. Cheers. Social.
Oh, can we clink it right in the middle there? Clink. I got the big glass. There we go. Plink. Don't hit the TV. Okay, we got it. I need a sound effect.
So we are having we have a same birthday and
yes, we do.
You know, we're gonna have a little chill day, but it's gonna be fun. Yeah. And I can't believe me and you and my mom have the same birthday, Aries. At the end of Aries Nation's March.
I know you've got those three females, but we have to bring in that male grounding one because
and
my
your son. So yeah.
Also,
so,
I'm going to be here. So,
well, but yeah, it's not your birthday, Aries, you damn Capricorn. Thank you, bestie. You better drink.
This wine glass brought to you by Krista Anderson. It says Capricorn on there.
Capricorn. You can't really see it. There it is.
Yeah, I see it.
You see it. And it's got the constellations on it.
It says Capricorn.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But I mean, your son and my mommy is March 25th. You are March 26th, and I'm March 27th. And Aries are hilarious. Listen, we are so funny, and I love us so much.
Triple trouble.
We might have to go down to the damn roller cave.
That's like a birthday party place, right?
Let's do it.
I couldn't believe the glow in the dark and stuff on that. That was really cool.
I wrote birthday party worthy.
Question mark, exclamation mark, cross out the question mark, because yes.
Yes, right.
And we all have got, like, we got too many pairs of roller skates. We need to use them.
Okay.
I have one. You
I have
seven.
17.
17.
What size shoe are you, like 9?
8.5.
Girl, I think mine being too big. Mine be like 10. I got big gorilla feet. Wow. But back to you. You asked as a brilliant woman. And listen, I've never met anyone. Sharon, thank you so much. She says happy early birthday. Thank you, baby. Dude will be back, by the way, in a few weeks. Actually,
no, it's May now, right?
May? It's April, actually.
No, it's May. I just looked. May 4th is the first, unless it's something not on the schedule. But
I don't know. And that's never happened. You know, we've been booked out for like a year in advance always. And dude parties somewhere every weekend doing our gigs. But we have our baby drummer. He is getting a soldier surgery. So,
is that a baby?
You know,
he's a grown-ass man.
He's a grown-ass man. But I could use a little break, you know, from doing this.
Lots of people that have been having shoulder surgeries.
Listen, you had a whole ass shoulder surgery. That's hard to say. You had a whole replacement.
Is that the technical term?
No.
Whole ass shoulder replacement.
But I think that makes sense.
You know, I think a Mosin and just you and your little, like, you are, what's the word? What's the archangels? You're an archangel, I think, probably, because you just heal. Because
like, of the hair.
You're like Wolverine.
This is like, it's the wisdom, you know, that
it's
initial.
The wisdom in that her. Ooh, that her.
That her.
Yuck.
Her.
I love natural.
Oh, let's remind people about the gift card. It's going to go, the drawing's going to go up. In, actually, it might have just ended.
Oh. no, do we have 5 more minutes, sir? No.
I think it's
okay.
40.
If you are still watching this, I'm sure y'all haven't hit 100, and Jason is really intent on y'all hitting 100.
So make
you
work.
We're really close to it. I think we're at like 60.
I will
60.
Not give it away until y'all, we hit 100 entries.
I guarantee you, next few shows, maybe next show, we can get y'all to go to 100 entries. He won't, but y'all need to.
He will hold
since
on
he
to
won't.
It. He's not kidding. He won't.
And we got the gift cards, y'all. We got plenty of 50 the District Tap gift cards. So we need to give them.
Oh, yeah.
We give to you. So let's you see, go to the In the Loop, intheloop.tv.
Giveaways ended for this
my
week.
Auntie
so
says,
I'm gonna restart it.
My auntie Sylvia says, love your energy, Renee. Thank you so much. I love you.
What about my energy, Sylvia? I got good energy.
That's Auntie Sylvia to you.
Auntie. Is it?
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm so grateful for my family, my friends watching, and just the support we have here. And I would love all of our viewers to really check out Amozen and see what she has to offer. I've never met someone that is so just gifted at speaking. I mean, you drive me crazy. You give me you give me goosebumps.
Wow. Yeah, I rest my case.
I really can't English good today. This bear be hitting. No, I'm talking.
Aww. Jolly,
Auntie
you got
says,
a compliment
love you too,
too.
Jolly. Aww. We have to take you and Uncle Bronny's out soon. Ote to Din Din. We miss you. But I mean, how do you do that? How do you do that? I mean, okay, on the Jason, can we show a little bit of linger?
Give me a second. Let me restart the giveaway.
Okay. I mean, I have never seen, you know, we go into my studio, right? Mm-hmm. And we kind of do this.
So there I was in my studio.
So there I was sitting there in my studio. And you were sitting there. And then we
and
both
you said
this.
What key?
And I said, what key? And you said, F sharp minor.
What key?
Wookie,
and
Wookie.
Then you started playing, and I started talking, and then
and the rest is history.
Finger. Yes,
and I think we've done 15 to 20 different meditations that are all available online, and I just think they're all so special. And you can find all of her stuff on YouTube. Just search Amozen on YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, you've got a whole series of stuff, like
it's
little
on YouTube,
videos.
I've got Instagram. It's Amozen Flow. Amozen _ Flow. Uh-huh. And then Facebook.
Are all those links available from the website?
I just spilled beer myself.
Yes, they should be. Yes.
Okay, let me look.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're just, I mean.
Yeah, there they are at the bottom, Instagram,
so
Facebook.
So do something with the breath. We can do it real quick. Here's a little Amozen trick. Like if you're feeling like you don't have to, we don't have to sit and go chant om or close your eyes or anything.
Man. Just a grounding.
Like if you find yourself really stressed out, okay, just stop breathing. Don't hold your breath, but just stop breathing. Let your body breathe you when you need to inhale, and you'll notice it comes from your diaphragm. And then you just focus on that again, and you just keep doing it. Like you let your body breathe you. Mm-hmm. That's just the little Amozen hack.
And breathing is so important. You taught me that. I'm a singer. I'm a professional singer. And I taught voice lessons for 12 years. I mean, I know how important breathing is, but you taught me truly about not just breathing. I mean, it connected something with me when you first taught me about my breathing and connecting it to how I'm singing and breathing. I mean, and how I'm living and breathing. And it's like, you know, with anxiety and depression and the things that I struggle with, it's like, this is so important just to sometimes ground yourself, take a breath. So how would, like you said, like, what's that, like the 5-measure thing that you do?
Oh, okay. Well, it's just a breath cadence. Okay. So there's, most people have heard at this point, of box breath. It's not 5, but you inhale 4, hold 4, exhale 4, hold 4. Mm-hmm. So you're really just regulating your breath with a cadence. Uh-huh. And so your body can start to trust your mind, because human beings, we have an electromagnetic frequency that we give off too. Mm-hmm. And so that's what biofeedback does, is it's measuring your vagal tone, which increases or decreases the energy that you project into the energy around you. You know how you can feel somebody walk in before they walk in sometimes?
I think that's just a me and you thing, because we're psychic.
But we're Aries.
But we Aries. No, I feel you. I feel you, though. You know, but to be aware, self-aware.
Yes,
and aware.
Like happy people aren't born happy. They work at it.
Absolutely.
They decide what they're going to focus on.
It's not easy.
Well,
it can be if you
focus. But like,
break
you know
habit.
How you can harmonize with the girls, with Jay Soul and all you wonderful singers out there.
Jay Soul!
Yes. but you hear that. I'm not attuned to that. I can't do that. Like, I can carry a melody and you can harmonize, but it can't flip. right?
But it's girl, you can breathe and heal.
Yes, that's the thing. That's why I can hold that line. Do you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It crosses over. I mean, whether you're talking about high-level CEOs or elite athletes, professional musicians, mm-hmm. your center is here.
Yeah.
And when you perform, when you get on that stage, it comes from here out your mouth.
Absolutely. Right? It just reminds me of something you shared with me a long time ago of just, you know, I just being a good person in general, and how, you know, it just, your mood affects you, and it's a decision mm-hmm. to, and it's not easy to change your lifestyle ways and become healthier and become happy and this and that. And some of us have like chemical imbalances and stuff, but mm-hmm. even with that, there is ways that you can align yourself and become more aligned with your, you know, your goals mm-hmm. and you can be healthy, you can breathe better, all by like simple tricks of,
well, let me normalize what you just said about yeah. a chemical imbalance, right? Mm-hmm. So have you ever like had a near miss on the highway and you feel that adrenaline? You're chemically imbalanced in that moment. That. But we don't judge that.
Renee's had a lot of near misses on the highway and the driveway.
Well, my stomach flopped when you said that.
That wasn't an open doorway for that.
Yeah, Jonathan. We were talking about my driving.
I'm joking.
It's either Need for Speed, Paul Walker, or Mammal. What do you want?
That's, yeah, right. So
hopefully not Paul Walker.
But that point is, in that moment, you're chemically imbalanced yeah. because you're not neutral, right? Mm-hmm. Your body just went into fight or flight.
And all the little doodads in your body are just all shocked up.
Yeah, and it takes the body about 20 minutes to regain that balance. Mm-hmm. Unless you want to do it intentionally with like the box breath or like refocusing, doing, mm-hmm. there is a 5-count breath, inhale 5, hold 8, exhale 12. Inhale 5, hold 8,
and
exhale 12.
And those big breaths feel so good.
That's those long exhales, right? And so, fun fact, if you're exhaling longer than you're inhaling, you give your body the message that it can come out of fight or flight mode because you can't exhale longer than you inhale.
Something as simple
as breathing.
Right, if you're not in there. Something as simple as breathing can take someone with, you know.
With your soul.
There we go.
Is that can,
so? This is us. This is Linger, and y'all need to check this out. It's really, really beautiful. I just love
Renee
your voice on this.
This is this. Yeah. See, look,
this is me editing it. Look at my little Pikachu onesie. But yeah, let's just listen for like 30 seconds. Okay. But I did the music and the piano and stuff. So, I don't know. I mean, this song takes so many curves and valleys, right?
Yes, and you followed it with your sound, exactly what I was saying. That's the thing.
It's like builds and peaks and valleys of it, mm-hmm. for sure. Okay, let's take a little listen,
just
see what we think.
Just a little bit, just like 10 or 15 seconds.
Yeah.
You deserve this space, this time of lingering. Because it's the time you get to come home to your soul. So linger here with me. Breathe. And be.
The voice goes with those tigers.
Ooh, the tigers are everything.
Yeah.
And you know, I just threw up some the drone footage, mm-hmm. best drone footage, but it matched perfectly
it
with
did.
This.
It did.
And it's just such a positive message. And I listen to this a lot when I'm feeling down, when I wake up crying or something, or mm-hmm. if I wake up stressed, or I'm just not feeling myself, you know. Sometimes you need, or if it's like 9 p.m. at night and you're just like, dang. It's a long day. You know what I mean? You need regrounded. You need to, no matter what skill level you are in meditation, not all of us are good at meditation, this and that, but to listen to you as the guide, it's so easy. I mean, you just, you take people to a place of relaxation and it's
well, you know,
great.
It's like, I think that's one of my, dare I say, gifts as a therapist is that I'm very humble and approachable because I walk my talk. I've been through this.
Right.
I know a lot of people don't talk about it, but decades ago, I was suicidally depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach people how, for some reason, I mean, there are people more well-known than I that didn't make it, but I did.
Right.
So we turn pain to purpose over here in Emozen.
Don't make me cry over here.
And so, you know, there's a saying in any coaching profession or therapeutic profession that the guide, the therapist, the teacher can only take their client as far as they've been.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what I'd do with myself if I didn't learn from that darkness and bring it into the light.
Absolutely.
Because that's where creation happens. It's in that darkness. And that's what we're talking about here.
Ooh.
Right?
I get
the same breath that exhales us to this planet is the exact same breath that inhales us home.
Literally, okay.
I got goosebumps for that.
I'm gonna cry. I'm fine. Everything's fine. It's just incredible. I mean, I don't think you know how much you mean to people. You're such a bright voice and light in this world. And I say that to people,
but I really mean
that. You're so inspirational, and I'm so excited for these big retreats.
I'm not saying too much about them. What I will say is I just have to get the date and put it out there, but I'm starting a book club for women regarding the book Women Who Run With the Wolves by Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes.
Oh, I had read that. I know how much you love wolves. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's...
You're hanging out with the wolves on the weekend. Yes. Heyoka.
Yeah, that's right. Heyoka. Oh, he knows.
He know. He just heard
he just
you
howled.
Say his name. He
just
said,
howled.
Oh!
There really is a Heyoka, y'all. She's not kidding.
Yeah, Krista hangs out with wolves on the weekend. Like giant, I'm talking like dire wolves from like Game of Thrones.
I can just see Mandy going, ew.
No, not Mandy. Big. And Jason, wolves, not so. Big dogs. No. And Chris is like, come here, my babies. You're such a werewolf vampire hybrid. I love it. Mostly werewolf.
You know what's beautiful? Back to the Imozen thing. You know, it's not just me, though. There's reciprocity. You know, it's our friend group. You know, our friends are our power.
Oh. Our friends are our power. That's everything.
Wonder Twin
powers. Unites. Literally, this is my girl right here, y'all.
Wait, do it again.
Oh.
Ah!
Nice.
His big whole pan. You look like Hulk over
smash.
There. Hulk smash. Yeah, the future is bright. I mean, with the retreats and Imozen taking off and everything that you're doing have to offer, we're writing a book together. You have your own book that you're writing on top of the book we're writing together. By the way, it's already written. We just have to get it.
On top of the book I'm writing by myself.
You ain't writing no book!
Oh,
you don't know.
Did you just confess something? You're writing a book?
He's writing a book about me, about how much he can't stand me. He's writing an autobiography.
That's evil.
He hates me. No, I joke. He loves me. If he would write a book, I know what it would be about.
You want to hear another fun fact?
Yeah.
Okay. The human animal, we're the only animal that can create our reality based on what we think.
Really?
You want to do a little experiment and see if it works? All right. Now, it always works. It always happens for me because I know what I'm doing and my body just reacts. But okay. So think about a big... Do you like lemonade, first of all, before I get into
Who
this?
Who don't?
All right.
I like that pink
lemon. Like,
how do you like them apples?
Yes. But we're going to have lemonade, okay? And there's this big bowl of lemons. We're tossing one over to Jason. Catch that, Renee. And then we're going to cut these lemons open, and just immediately it starts to smell like lemons
sour.
In this room. And you're going, right? And you start to...
Oh, I can taste it already.
Ah, now... Jason or Renee, is your mouth watering by any chance?
You said lemons. My mouth watered.
Is there a lemon in this house?
Nope. I don't own a lemon.
So how did that lemon, how'd your body start reacting?
Oh, so we created our own reality by saying that. So no other mammals or species
they
really
cannot
be doing that.
Correct. Because they don't have the neocortex.
So that's pretty deep, though, if you think about it. So that kind of extends beyond that, right? So, like, you can kind
100%.
Of... You can create your own reality if you really put your mind to it.
How about this? I say this a lot in relationships. He didn't call me back. Why has he not texted me? It's been, like, 30 minutes, and I just saw him on Facebook.
Mm-mm.
So in the mind of whoever is telling themselves that story, they're getting themselves worked up.
Right.
And he might have just
been
hurt himself or dropped his phone. You don't
know. He's taking a bath.
But it's like, and so the funny thing is, we are defensively postured just for survival, right? It just, we are.
Is this something that people need to kind of coherently change in order to be their...
Yes, and Imozen does that because, do you all remember when we were little and you'd say stop, drop, and roll?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of, those are like the principles of Imozen. You pause, because you want to give yourself more time between stimulus and response. And the more time you give yourself as you regulate yourself, you don't just sit there and continue to freak out. Right. You can't solve a problem with that problematic mind. Right. So you literally have to be, this will be fun for us. This is why I like this. You have to be out of your mind.
Literally.
To solve a problem.
Literally. So the space in between, you got to take some time to let your cells regenerate a little bit.
Exactly. And as a musician, is it Mozart that said this? I believe so. He said it's the space between the notes that makes the music.
And also Dave Matthews, the space between. Anyways, you're like, that's not where I was going. Goodbye.
Ouch.
You're like, why you had to do this to me? I don't even like Dave.
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I do. Yeah, he's good. But I was just like, oh. That's
not what I said.
It was a dissonant comment in my
You're
brain.
Like, you bringing up Dave Matthews to my beautiful point. No.
But you get it.
It's
deep.
It's a
space between. Yeah.
So for someone that just wants to take a baby first step, someone that, you know, and I don't think my mom would mind me sharing this, but she shared with me recently
She
wouldn't. I don't think
teasing,
so.
Yeah.
She said that, you know, she's just someone that has always just been happy her whole life, right? And she's never struggled. Like, her daughter struggles with depression my whole life, this and that. But
talking about Amanda?
And it's crazy how, you know, your sisters and brothers can be totally opposite of your parents, whatever. It's like,
absolutely,
we're our own, our same person. But my mom, as just this happiest person, like, she for the first time experienced, like, what you would call seasonal depression or whatever. And she was really triggered by it because she just, you know, it just kind of opened her eyes. She told me that, you know, it kind of made me feel for you and what you're going through and other people that have like mental illnesses and stuff. For anyone, like, be it if you are dealing with this or if you just started dealing with this or what, like, what's something that we can do that we can get some emos in our lives? We can get some positive stuff going.
Oh, here's that's a great question.
Step. Yeah,
I love that. Thank you. Okay, so
first grab a lemon
for these beginners.
But that's something. I mean, not no joke. Well,
because it's hard to take that first step.
Cut a lemon open. Let the aroma diffuse itself throughout your kitchen. Mm-hmm. And it has uplifting qualities, right? So you want to activate all five senses.
Squirt some in your eye.
No.
I hear. I don't know if that's
so
true. That reminds me of like opening. Right. Like opening the windows, right? It's kind of the same thing for me. It's like opening the windows
Or
going on a walk.
But walking specifically by water, because water is the best conductor of energy that there is. Mm-hmm. So, also fun fact, maybe it's just from seminary, I don't know, I don't believe it, I went to seminary, you know, I did.
I believe you.
Didn't
kid.
Stick
it did I am
no, it
I'm a walking prayer Jason.
This woman is a warrior of God, I'll tell you right now. But go ahead.
I really appreciate all of those and I just am a little intimidated. I just need to say that. Right
Shut
now.
Up, you archangel. I know you who you are, you shaman.
Where do you go from there?
She's
She is Jesus.
I mean, Krista is an archangel shaman.
Oh.
Yeah. Chosen by God. Yeah.
We're going to have a song about it later. This is going to be
I will call it Krista, the archangel shaman. That will be the title of the song.
Yes.
But anywho, so
first can I say the word bullshit?
Yeah.
Is fertilizer if you use it, right?
Sorry, Mom.
Well, I was just getting so much thrown my way. I needed to do something.
Get your boots.
So we
Welcome
can use
Tony
your
Mosin in the room. This
right.
Is it, right,
we are here. We have landed
now.
So you can, you know, do some breathing exercises. Mm-hmm. Go buy some water.
Oh,
get yourself outside.
Make sure you surround yourself with textures that you love. Colors that you. I knew Jason was getting ready to yell at me.
He's like, get on that mic.
That microphone.
Get on up.
Get on that mic.
And things that visually please you. Like, I've got a little water fountain by the side of my bed, and I add some aromatherapy to it at night. So you've got the sound, the aroma. There's lighting, so it's visual too, you know?
Yeah, that's such a good
point.
You
do that here, but see, because you're a musician, y'all are artists. I think sometimes artists don't even realize that you're doing some of the things that a lot of people have to be taught to do.
It's that crazy mind, man.
So if you just pause, like an Emozin moment, there would be pausing and going, oh. And you have this like little shine glimmer of, I got this.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, and then, you know, for me, like, well, from what you just said, I would have to think of the things that are pleasing to me. It's like, that's okay, that's a good thing to think about. Maybe that's a good first step, too. Think of the things that are pleasing for you to see, colors, mm-hmm. and put them around you, and people that please you, too. You know, like my one of my besties, Mark Johnson, he told me, like, 12 years ago, he said, you basically are the five people that you surround yourself with. So make sure they're damn good people. So thank mm-hmm. God I've got you, because you just lift me up, sis.
Well, thank you. Likewise. Likewise, sis. And thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
Because right as I created Emozen, Jason's the first person I met. He was my first, like, business contact.
He said, you have to meet my girlfriend. That was about 2015.
No,
16,
17.
No, it had to be 16.
I think it was 16.
No,
it would have been 17.
Oh, probably. Yeah. So we went across America, and then it was right after that. So it was 2017.
Yeah.
Well, that was about 27 years ago.
She's not good at math.
Well, the math is mathing. I understand.
The math ain't mathing.
I understand. Oh, it is a different world. Yeah.
I love it. You are so inspirational.
Thank you
so much, Krista. Thank you.
Thank you for helping me find my voice, though, because I did take some voice lessons from Renee at one point.
Your voice is beautiful. I mean,
no, that's not where I was going. I was just saying, thank you for helping me own my voice.
You're welcome. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's a gift that you were born with, and I believe that is true for you. Your daddy was a preacher, and he was a singer, mm-hmm. and who knows where you got it from, but girl, you can sing. You got the whole package. You're incredible.
Thank you. Singing lessons aren't part of Emozen, though, unless you come. We do the immersive meditations.
We've done a few immersive meditations where, you know, I'll sing, play piano, and Krista will be the voice. But sometimes you sing, you know, back and forth with me, and I think that is so cool. Like, we just are just badass, honestly.
It's interesting. I know this is going to sound a little deep, and people, if they don't know what, you know, haven't experienced that, they'll be like, wow, they're going deep. But it's literally like you emote through your voice what I say, and then you layer it and you double down.
I love you for that.
You know,
it's so cool. Let's give them the whole vibe of it, right? Like, because with your voice just alone, it's everything. And I think it just adds a new element, adding the symphony to it. And it just gives you these tingly goosebumps listening to your meditations. They're so wonderful.
I'll tell you a secret. I'll be transparent about some of the things I've learned about myself and healing my own developmental trauma. I talk a lot. Hello. Yes, there's no brevity in my explanations.
And because you got something to say.
Well, I do, but also my voice comforts me. Mm-hmm. And I use my voice, I used it to comfort my children. I read to them. And but because I use it to comfort myself, sometimes when I'm talking in session, I have to remind myself, you need to stop talking now.
Shut up. I'm dead. No, honestly. And we're hard on ourselves, but I think God maybe had given that gift to you, because you are so intelligent and so smart, and just knowing about emotion and all of that comes with it. So for you to be talking is just healing.
Thank you.
Anytime you be nice. Talking. So don't be telling yourself, shut up, Krista.
Well, no, but I mean.
But you mean in session when you're just like.
I mean, there's a time and place.
Right, you know? Right. And, but I can't imagine how your words really are helping all of your clients and lifting them up. And I'm sure they need to hear what you have to say.
Well, so thank you.
If the Lord put that in your head to come out your mouth, then that's what's happening.
And, you know, I'm sure you know this too, because you're so good at improv things. When you'll be in the moment and someone will say, wait, say what you just said. And you're like, uh-oh.
What was that?
What did I just say?
Literally.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea.
You had to catch me then. Now we passed it. I don't
remember. I heard you, Jason.
Okay, good.
I had that young adult dementia.
He said that as a precursor to that comment, probably.
Stinker. Stinker, this one.
Yeah. Him, that guy. Hmm?
Give me those cheeks.
Look at that.
Look at that boy. Look, I'm going to get him. Stop moving. Stop moving. Okay.
Okay.
That was a whole moment. I don't know what y'all.
I got him. Look, I got him little cheeks. Right there. Right there. Got him. Got it.
Okay.
his cheeks are just squishy. But anyways.
How cool is that lemon thing, though? Like, you can extrapolate it, that.
That is really random and weird that it's like you said that and then...
Your body starts reacting to it and there's no lemon.
Yeah, like you said the lemon and my... It's like a pickle or a lemon or like a... what, those airhead things. It's like you're instantly, you're like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it just seems so... I mean, it's like we said, that... is actually really freaking deep. So if you can, if our viewers can listen to that and then think deeply on it, I mean, it really, it delves in like life in general and happiness and pain.
How your body responds to what you think.
Right. And how you have the power of changing that. Yeah.
And so that measuring of the vagal tone with biofeedback, that is like when you can sustain that, especially if you like are in the heat of the moment sometimes, you know, learning to maintain that calm inside in the midst of a storm that's outside.
And then learning to do, like, just learning to do that. Some people, they don't even think about that. And then, like, you tell them, it's like, this is what you need to do. And they're like, I didn't even know I needed to do that or whatever. I thought I had to live in turmoil for the rest of my life. I didn't know I could calm myself down.
We have so much more control over how we perceive ourselves than we have any idea.
I bet. And I believe in, like, just the speaking stuff into the universe and actually making, like, if you have a bad habit or something, it's all about breaking a habit, right? They say it takes, like, a month or 30 days or whatever. It probably takes more or less. Who knows?
Okay, but let's be more specific with that. Every day.
You got to work on this. Right. Not just one day a month.
Take you 30 days. You could just sit there and will it to happen. No.
Right. But imagine if you were just this really, and God bless you if this is you, but, you know, you just wake up. And you're just like, well, shit crackers, I hate my life. And you're just like, I hate today, I hate tomorrow, I hate yesterday, I hate your face. You know what I mean? So for me, if someone's like that, which I feel like we're the exact opposite, we like just exude positivity, which is also overwhelming.
Until we don't. Most of the time.
Most of the time. Don't push us. But you know, like if you just have that 30 days every day, you're trying to break a habit of just even a small thing, like thinking like, I'm not going to wake up and just be like, F today, right? Or whatever. Yeah. So, you know, and you, and I don't even know what I'm trying to, you know what I'm trying to say. Where it's kind of like break that habit of maybe a different thinking
it's
cycle.
Called it, training your brain. Literally, Emozin is akin to a mind gym. You know, you got to work out and you're building neural pathways. And the more you practice not reacting the old way, the stronger those neural pathways become. And so they override the old ones. They become stronger than the old ones.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
it makes sense. See? It's like, why aren't we taught this?
Absolutely. And they don't tell you nothing in high school.
Or kindergarten.
Or anywhere.
Seriously.
They're like, come on, people. Let us know.
There are schools at West that teach this kind of thing to kindergartners. And they'll go up to their teacher. Like there's a flip the lid concept. Like, you know, it's a Dan Siegel hand model of the brain. So real quick, this is the brain facing that way. This is the spine. The signals come up through here, and then here's the inner workings of the brain, like the amygdala, the thalamus, the hypothalamus.
I knew you were going to say amygdala. I love that word. Keep going. Yeah. Well, say more.
They're in here, and right, you know, when you're right at the edge of, okay, I really need to walk away right now. One more breath, and boop, and then scoop. Pop, and you're off.
Like, you popped.
Yeah, because we have to have this part of the brain online
in control
so that it communicates with the heart. Otherwise, the heart sends more information to the brain than the brain sends to the heart.
So it's not always on at first. You have to learn how to turn it on.
You have to learn to keep it on. That's where meditation comes into play, because there's research that shows that consistent meditation and that kind of alignment that I teach, it increases the size of the prefrontal cortex. The thicker your prefrontal cortex, the better you can be mindful and stay in the present moment and regulate your emotions.
And people just don't, they go their whole lives without knowing this. It's crazy to me.
Well, you know, I would not recommend learning it the way that I did.
The hard
way? We don't need to literally...
Get severely traumatized and then...
Yes.
Hopefully
and
not for
them. Live your whole life thinking that's normal. That's another thing that we do.
Girl, we right there in the same boat. And then just the way your light has kind of healed us both. I think that's so sweet. Just, I don't know. You're everything.
But it's reciprocity. So you're everything, Jay's everything.
You're a little sunshine.
Yeah. Well, you know, somehow Jason and I have to figure out how we're related with that last name, Jolly Jolliffe. Mm. Y'all remember, I've got great aunts.
Jollies.
I got Jolly way back in my heritage.
I know y'all are brother and sister. The way y'all go at each other. I hope you choke on that hamburger.
Only when she parks in front of the mailbox or in the grass.
Oh, but then I'm not even arguing with you. I'm like, tell that neighbor to come over here. We need
Harold.
I don't want that smoke.
Harold.
I'm just kidding. It's like, don't make me move my car because somebody's a little neurotic.
It took us a minute to get there, but now we know we don't park.
And he's wonderful. I'm just saying there were some neurotic parking habits that Jace wouldn't be like, Krista. He'd be like, how many times have I told you this?
For your own good.
I love it. Okay. I have to pee, so we're going to end it.
Let's wrap this baby up.
Awkward, but I know, I'm getting wiggly.
Emozin.life.
Emozin.life. Yes. And y'all, make sure you follow Krista on...
Send her an email. Tell her you saw her on In the Loop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And make sure you follow everything in the future. We have big plans for Emozin in the future, and she's going to get cool stuff. And you can keep an eye on the website, her Facebook, give her a like, and Instagram. You're on all things Emozin.
Mm-hmm. At the bottom of the website there.
Emozin or Krista Anderson. You can type in either of those two and you'll be able to find them. Also, I really encourage y'all to download the Insight Timer app and you can search either Emozin or Krista Anderson and you will see some of our many meditations that are on there, and they're so beautiful. Jason kind of helped us get that out there.
Thank you, Jason.
With a little recording software. We did some singing, playing, and Chris's beautiful speaking meditation voice guiding you in some really calming meditations. And I think they're so sweet.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, guys. I always love hanging out and chatting. Yeah.
Long overdue.
Yeah. You are the best. Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.
Cheers, Krista Anderson. Emozin.life. Make sure you follow her and live your life. You know, get a little emotional zen in your life. If you need a family therapist, she is quite booked out, but find her on her website and send her an email and she will get back to you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Helping people all around every day, all around. Damn angel.
Well, this time next week, we will have just celebrated our birthdays. We just need to close out with that.
Oh boy.
Absolutely. Aries are hilarious. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, Krista Anderson. Happy birthday, Levi Pearson. And happy birthday, Janet Hellman. Yes.
Happy birthday, Renee Merrifield.
Thank you. We are so excited. And thank you to all of our viewers and all of our sponsors. ABC, we love you. Mandra D on Solana 65th. And Jason.
Mystic Images.
And Noble Indie Film. Garage. We have so many great sponsors and the District Tap, of
Medical
course.
Medical Mutts event coming up. We're going to have one of them as a representative from Medical Mutts
on the show
in a couple weeks.
Oh, cute little puppy.
Cute little puppy.
That's my favorite voiceover I did. Cute little puppies.
Upon my direction.
Yes. Cheers, y'all. Social.
Cheers.
Hope y'all had a great St. Patrick's Day. And
cheers.
Cheers to our birthday.
Oh, okay. Clink.
Yes. Oh, there we go.
Clink.
That is so cute. Okay, we missed it. It's fine.
We
were there.
Wait,
we were
there.
Okay.
Stop moving! Well, stop moving! Okay. Stay right there!
I'm here. Oh,
sorry.
Oh, there it finally came into focus.
Oh, there it is. The Capricorn.
Where's my hand?
There it is. Look at the Capricorn.
There it is! Yeah. Little constellation.
Little Easter egg for the people that stay to the end. All one of you. Wait, where's it at? I'm going to find a black... There we go. Catch the light.
Happy birthday, babies. Nice. And we will see you guys next time! Thank you, Krista Anderson!
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you,
Watch
too.
A totally different episode this Saturday. Bye!
On ABC at midnight. Bye! Live stream Thursday at 7, Saturday at midnight on ABC, and 24/7 inside Indianapolis hotels.